Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. The AP is reporting that 115 people were killed in an Egypt mosque attack in what appears to be the latest attack by the area's local Islamic State affiliate. On Fox & Friends this morning, CNN's Brian Stelter notes that the banner is, "Critics give no thanks to Trump." Big news on the Mueller probe front. The New York Times is reporting that lawyers for Michael Flynn have notified the president's legal team that they can no longer discuss Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation. It's an indication, the paper reports, that Flynn is cooperating with prosecutors or negotiating a deal. The Washington Post reports that Trump's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, said this is not entirely unexpected and that no one should draw the conclusion that Flynn is cooperating against Trump. Trump is tweeting this morning that he will be speaking with the Turkish president about peace in the Middle East. He is also going to be playing golf at Trump National Golf Club with Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson. Trump also tweeted about the NFL, writing, "Can you believe that the disrespect for our country, our flag, our anthem continues without penalty to the players? The commissioner has lost control of the hemorrhaging league. Players are the boss." Senator Al Franken delivered a Thanksgiving mea culpa. The Minnesota senator apologized in the Star Tribune and said he plans to stay in the Senate and earn back Minnesotans' trust. Sungmin Kim has the latest on tax reform, reporting that Republican deficit hawks fear the GOP tax plan is a secret budget buster. While Danny Vinnick has an interesting read about Paul Newman's foundation that sells all kinds of products and how it will have a section of the U.S. tax code all to itself. The AP has a piece up on how Trump's next big issue could be welfare reform. And in Germany, the Washington Post is reporting that Angela Merkel is getting a potential lifeline, with the center-left party saying it's willing to talk. The Post also has a piece up on Donald Trump Jr. posting a batch of private messages he exchanged with WikiLeaks during last year's campaign. And something to watch. States are preparing to shut down a health insurance program for low-income children because it is running out of money for the first time since it was created 2 decades ago. Join us next week as we sit down with Senator Marco Rubio Wednesday at 8 a.m. at the Liaison Hotel on Capitol Hill for the latest Playbook interview. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.